Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldschmidt, sitting in aspirin report on patient Daniel Wemsley, date of birth 8/7/1975, date of procedure April 30th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldschmidt. Referring physician is Dr. Lindsay Armagani. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is dysphagia, nausea, epigastric pain, colorectal cancer screening, bright red blood productum, family history of Barrett's esophagus. Next slide. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion system malignancy, or explained to the patient. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated, anesthesia services monitored, anesthesia care, period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and managed direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach junction, and esophagus. Retroflux is obtained in the cardia. Air resection from the stomach before duodenoscope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was normal. Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the pincer or cecal valve and complex of folds. Careful examination made of the cecum, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic pressure, transcolon, spinal fracture, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Retroflex is obtained of the rectum, period. Boston Pop Prep score was greater than 4, 1-1-2, poor prep. The patient saw the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for EOE and given the dysphagia. Next line. The Z line was overall regular at 40 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of approximately 6 millimeter nodule noted just proximal to the 1 to 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Comma biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus for further evaluation for EOE and given the dysphagia. Biopsies were also obtained of the nodule separately. Next line. Overall, the esophagus appeared widely patent. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Comma biopsies were obtained in the antrogen body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line. There were 8 approximately 6 to 10 millimeter erythematous sessile polyps noted along the greater curvature of the stomach. These were all cold snared in total for further evaluation and histology. Next line. The duodenum overall appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. The ampulla appeared normal. Common biopsies were obtained in the duodenum for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, there was evidence of a poor prep with a Boston Bob prep score of 4, 1-1-2. Attempts were made to lavage and suction with persistent adherent sticky green stool with fibrous material and some solid pieces as well. Next line, there was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was an approximately 5 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line, there is grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll evaluate biopsies of the distal esophageal nodule as well as the polyps noted in the stomach. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months, pending pass. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy with a 2-day preparation next available, given the poor prep. Next line. Recommend a high-fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed, as well as Miralax daily for the 2 weeks leading up to the colonoscopy. Next line, follow-up and offices previously scheduled. Thank you.